Chapter 4. The Rainbow. Earth Ranch had a rainbow. It was a permanent camp fixture, like the yurts and the geodesic dome and the lakefront rope swing. Sometimes it got a little brighter or dimmer. Sometimes it moved a little this way or that way. But rain or shine, it never left. Even in the fog, it was there, lighting up the smoky air like a big neon sign. According to the counselors, the rainbow acted as a sort of magical barometer. If and when it disappeared, they would know magic was in trouble. And yet for Clay, the rainbow's presence was far more frustrating than comforting. At this very moment, for example, as he was eating breakfast in front of Big Yurt, the closest thing Earth Ranch had to a dining hall, the rainbow appeared 5 or 6 feet away at the most, but he knew perfectly well that it would evaporate if he tried to touch it. No matter how tantalizingly close it came, the rainbow remained forever out of reach, just like magic itself. Jonah waved his hand in front of Clay's face.
"Stop staring. That thing will drive you crazy. Trust me. I chased it for 6 hours straight once."
Sitting across the table, Quan laughed.
"He's just tweaked that we left him on the beach yesterday."
"Wait, what?"
said Clay, snapping out of it. "Left who on the beach? Were they talking about Brett?
You think we were so mad about capture the flag that we would leave you there on purpose?"
said Pablo.
"Okay, we're jerks sometimes, yeah, but come on."
"We told you it wasn't up to us," said Jonah. "We were all, but what about Clay?" And Flint was like, "No worries, Clay went back to camp."
No, there was no way they could know about Brett, Clay reassured himself.
"Man, that guy really hates on you," said Quan, shaking his head. "Flint's not going to be happy until your butt is off this island."
"Thanks," said Clay. "That makes me feel much better."
He took a sip of his carrot beet juice and put it right down. Why did all the food in this hippie fairyland taste the same?
"Here."